You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to Embrace Your Spiritual Powers with I Am. Your host, Shangela Pierce, an intuitive healer from Sedona, will guide you to understand your innate spiritual powers for manifesting health. Shangela and her guides, I Am, are here to reacquaint you with these miraculous powers for improving your health and inspiring others to do the same. Join us today as you begin a new journey of enlightenment. Here is Shangela.
Welcome to Embrace Your Spiritual Powers with I Am. I'm your host, Shangela Pierce. In today's episode, we are going to talk about self-love for natural healing. Before we begin, let's talk about this week's special. Save 15% off our guided meditation for self-healing by visiting our online store at seekwithinyou.com/store. Intentions. Let's take a moment and set our intentions for today's episode. What is it that you would like to manifest? What questions do you need answers to? Close your eyes. Inhale and exhale. Set your intentions for your source to answer you. And then allow it to manifest. Just let it go. Self-love for natural healing is a very simple yet profound concept. Many times we think that we must consume things in order for our body to heal. We look at our body more as a machine than we do as an energetic physical essence. If we start to shift our concept of who we are, then we can understand the power of our thoughts. The power that our thoughts have in creating and manifesting the physical ailments, misalignment, disharmony in the body. The thoughts that we have about ourselves affects us. And having anything other than pure, unconditional love causes some type of disharmony in the body. Now, you may think that, of course, I love myself. But there are many levels to loving yourself. Do you love yourself from the subconscious level? Do you even love yourself from the conscious level? When you look at parts of your body, do you think loving thoughts about it? Or do you judge it? Do you judge, oh, I am aging, the wrinkles, the hair, the grayness of the hair, the thighs that don't exactly look as you've been told they should look, all aspects of your body? Does it look as society has told me it should look? My skin, is it cracked? Do you love it when it is cracked? Do you love it in every condition that it shows you? Because what it shows you is the manifestations of your thoughts, conscious, subconscious, collective consciousness. It shows you what lies within you. It shows you every aspect of that. It shows the level of your love for your body. Do you love, again, every part of you? If you can honestly say yes, then listen no further. But if you know that there are aspects of your body that you dislike, then continue to listen. Because what we advise you to do is to immerse yourself literally in love, in the vibration of love. In so doing, you change your vibration in your body to that of love, of pure unconditional love in every aspect. If your body is showing you the manifestation in physical form of any type of ailment, whatever that may be, love it. Start loving it. Send it love. Send it love. Look at it in a loving way. Practice this vibration. We encourage it. Because again, in so doing, you change the vibration of the cells in your body, of the DNA in your body. You are a vibrational being. Vibrate at the highest level. Practice that vibration. This is about consuming the energy of love. This is about you understanding your power to manifest health. You understand you are a vibrational being. You understand the power of vibrations. You understand that by changing your thoughts, you steadily change the vibration of your body and steadily improve your health. Again, consuming love. If you are new to the concept of vibrations, this may not make much sense to you. But we promise you, if you can hold faith and trust in this and practice this vibration, that it will bring you health. And we are not suggesting that if you are in a state of some type of physical or even emotional disharmony, that you stop doing what you are doing and change your vibration to love. What we are saying that this is pivotal, that you practice the vibration of love. You can add this to whatever you are doing now. Add the component of the mindset, because it is the mind that is creating your thoughts that are creating your reality. Change your thoughts. Love yourself. Love your body. We understand that many of you have unconsciously created the conditions in which you find yourself. Forgive yourself for this. For now, you are becoming empowered. Now you are learning to embrace your spiritual power. If you think it is weird to love that mass that's on your body, to love the body that does not listen to you anymore, to love the body that is tired, that is scared, that is everything that you do not want it to be. But again, what we are saying is to practice the vibration of love. Love will lead you to the light. Love will heal your body. Love will change your perspective on this world. Love will bring you closer to us, the non-physical. Love will bring you the answers that you need, because as you move towards the light, you will become more. You will become who you were meant to become. and you will receive insights and inspiration and guidance on what you need to do and how much more deep you need to love yourself. Again, love. As you begin the process of really immersing yourself in the energy of love, you shall release lower vibrational energy. As we have discussed before, you, in physical form, must allow this energy to flow, to freely move through you. So again, having your orifices open, your bowel system open, your urinary system open, your skin open, your breath open, your thoughts open, and allowing for the energy to flow, being mindful of the energy that is being released so it does not trigger thoughts and you restrict and keep that energy within you. So you allow things to flow, allow them to flow. A simple, natural healing technique. Again, not so focused on the consumption of this vitamin or that food or any of that. We are focused on the vibrations. Not that we will not discuss things because they are important in the physical form, but what we want to do is set the foundation for you of vibrations. The vibrations of love is so important. The vibration of openings, of allowing the energy to flow through your body is so important. The vibration of grounding is so important, but we shall not discuss that today. But it is important for you. Those who hear this and feel this, know that this message was meant for you. Surrender to love. Surrender to where it will guide you. Surrender to us. Surrender to your source. Surrender and allow health to ensue. You can heal. Yes, you can. If you feel this message is for you. In peace and love, namaste. Thank you. Another powerful message by I Am. I really love the concept of love. For those who have not listened to episode 2, we go into more details about the allowing part that I am discussed today, about allowing your orifices to be open and you're being mindful of your thoughts. And we give tips on how to make that happen. Okay, so we're giving simple natural healing techniques that you can use to literally feed your body and heal your body. Give it love. Give it love. So I wanted to just touch upon some tips that you can use, some practical tips to help you solidify the message for today. With any self-healing or healing protocol, it is important to have routines. Whether you call it a spiritual routine, your healing routine, having a routine is important. Because doing something once or twice a week or once a month doesn't have the same vibrational energy, the same vibrational effect as something that you're doing every day. Even if you're only doing it 5 minutes a day, that is going to have more of an energetic effect on your body, on your being, than again, something that you're doing infrequently. So in practicing this technique, make the intention, set the intention to do this every day. If you don't do it every day, you miss a day. Don't see yourself not doing it. Don't reprimand yourself. Tell a different story about it, that you actually did do it that day, that you are doing it every day. Ask your source to remind you to do it every day. So go ahead and do this technique for at least 30 or 60 days, at least. Again, this is part of your spiritual routine, and it's something that you're going to continue to do, but it may change a bit after this. This is just for your guidance. If you have that relationship with your source, you can ask your source, how can you love yourself more? If you are in the beginning stages of spiritual guidance, then try this technique. So the basic premise is to use your hands and place it on every part of your body. You can start with your feet, and as you place your hands on your feet, you say, I love you. Move up your entire body, intuitively feeling the areas that need the most focus. So if your lower abdomen needs more love, then spend more time there. What you can do in addition to saying, I love you, you can really talk to that part of your body. You can talk to your body and tell your body how much you love it, how much you are grateful for all the things that it has done for you, how much you truly love that part of your body. You will be amazed at how much you release by doing that. The tears that will come as you release and allow the vibration of love to take hold of you. Remember all aspects of your body. Your pelvic region, your armpits, your breast area, your mouth. Pay particular attention to any part of your body where you are feeling disharmony. Really place your hands there and allow the energy of love to permeate there. For an even more vibrational boost to it, to really send that energy of love, listen to some inspirational music. Try some classical music that really inspires you, that allows you to really feel that energy flowing. If you can imagine when you watch a movie and how the music helps you to invoke feelings, it's that same concept. So choose music without words, or if there are words, positively focus words that help you to feel good and move the energy. Another technique that you can use, this is a way to use technology to help you to keep your vibration raised throughout the day, is to use a timer. Use a timer to remind yourself to love yourself. So you can set it however often that you want to, okay? So set a timer. Let's say you do it once an hour. And for once an hour, you place your hand somewhere in your body and you say, I love you. You tell your body a story. I love you. Thank you for being you. Thank you. I apologize for the way I have treated you all this time. But from here on out, I am going to love you. I wanted to take this time to do a brief meditation with you. Sit or lie in a comfortable position. Close your eyes and place a slight smile on your face. Inhale and allow your lower abdomen to expand. Exhale and relax. Again, inhale and expand your lower abdomen. Exhale and relax. Now place your hands together and start to rub them. Rub them vigorously. You are bringing energy to that area. Now pull your hands apart about 1 inch. Leave them there and observe them. Feel the sensations of the energy that you created. Now slowly pull your hands apart until you no longer feel this energy. Now bring your hands back together, but not touching. Again, slowly move your hands apart until you no longer feel this energy. Now bring them back together, but not touching. Now let's add the breath. Inhale and spread your hands apart. Exhale and bring them back together. Again, inhale and spread your hands apart. Exhale and bring them back together. Now imagine you're creating a ball of light between your hands. This ball of light could be any color or no color at all. Just allow it to come to you. Now as you inhale and spread your hands apart, the ball gets bigger. As you exhale and bring your hands together, the ball of light contracts. Now inhale and expand this ball of light. Exhale and contract it. Inhale, expand. Exhale, contract. Do that a few more times. Now imagine this ball of light surrounds both of your hands. Your hands are now glowing with two balls of light. Imagine these balls of light to be healing balls of light. Now let's place these balls of light on your feet. As you do this, send love to your feet. I love you, my feet. Thank you for all that you do and all that you have done and all that you will do. Now move your hands to your ankles. Send love to your ankles. Say this in your own words. Now move to your legs. And send love to your leg. Move to your knees and send love to your knees. Now place your hands on your thighs. Send love to your thighs. Now place your hands in your pelvic region. Send love to this region. Now place your hands on your buttocks. Send love to your buttocks using your own language. Now move to your lower abdomen and send love to your lower abdomen and all the organs that reside there. Move your hands to your upper abdomen and again send love to this region and all the organs in this region. Now place your hands on your chest. Send love to your chest and all the organs that are there. Place your hands on your neck and send love to your neck. Now take your right hand and place it on your left shoulder. Send love to your shoulder. Place your right hand on your left arm and send love to it. Now do the same for your elbow and your forearm. Now place your hands, your right hand, on your left hand and send love to it. Place your left hand on your right shoulder and send love to your right shoulder. Now place your left hand on your right arm and again send love. Move your hand to your right elbow and forearm and send love. Now place your left hand on your right hand and send love to it. Now place both hands on your jaw and send love to it. Place your hands on your eyes and send love to them. Place your hands on your ears and send love to them. Place your hands on your face and send love to it. Place your hands on your head and send love to it. Now envision your entire body being surrounded by a ball of light. Send love to your body and allow this love to radiate out into this ball of light. Tell your body how much you love it. Ask for forgiveness. Send love. Now release the image of the ball of light, knowing that anytime you need it, you can call it forth again. Thank you for joining me in this guided meditation. This week's special is again 15% off our guided meditation for self-healing. You can find out more information in our online store at seekwithinyou.com/store. Thank you for joining me, and I hope to see you again next week as we explore even further how to embrace your spiritual power and manifest health as well as all that you desire. In peace, love, and light. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Embrace Your Spiritual Powers with I Am. If you would like to contact Shangela, please visit www.seekwithinyou.com. Have a great week.